Authorities in Peru say that 71 pipeline workers who were abducted Monday from their construction camp in the Andes Mountains have been freed. Soldiers found the hostages yesterday in the jungle near the village of Palma Pampa, some 250 miles southeast of Lima. Peru's government says it has not been able to find the armed group that captured them. Many Peruvians are afraid the incident could signal a renewal of political terrorism. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Lima.
News of the kidnapping shocked Peruvians not only because of how many workers were captured, but where. The mountains of Ayacucho, which used to be a stronghold of a Maoist insurgency known as the Shining Path. The group killed more than 10,000 people before it was supposedly wiped out in the mid-1990s. But when President Alejandro Toledo appeared on television to announce the rescue last night, he confirmed suspicions of a Shining Path comeback.
In a quick, efficient, and highly professional operation, we were able to surround the members of the Shining Path guerrillas who had kidnapped the 71 people, and we were able to rescue the hostages, alive, safe, and sound.
Toledo probably welcomed the chance to announce the rescue. A prolonged mass kidnapping seemed like the last thing his government needed. 2 years into his term, he's deeply unpopular, and he's embroiled in a labor dispute with school teachers that's so bitter he declared a state of emergency 2 weeks ago. Many Peruvians also accuse him of being soft on security issues, an accusation he may now be able to deflect with the rescue of the kidnapped pipeline workers. But despite the kidnapping's apparent happy ending, the reappearance of the Shining Path is deeply troubling for Peruvians such as Felicia Pino Oliveira, sitting in the sunshine on the main plaza of the Andean city of Cuzco. We had become peaceful. We all lived so calmly. And now look, we don't feel safe anymore, Pino says. Another Cusco resident, Jorge Alvarez, says the authorities lied when they said Shining Path had been defeated in the 1990s.
No, mentira. Siempre ha existido por ahí.
The Shining Path always kept going. Maybe they weren't active, but they were always around here, Alvarez says. The government is trying to put these fears to rest. Last night, Toledo made a point of referring to the kidnappers as remnants of the Shining Path. The government's allies say the Army's quick action should reassure investors, especially the foreign companies building the 430-mile pipeline connecting Peru's massive natural gas fields to Lima and to the energy-hungry markets in the United States. Provincial officials have also suggested that the kidnappers weren't Shining Path at all. They say the mass kidnapping seemed more the style of Colombian insurgency groups, and there's a theory that the incident was a simple extortion attempt by so-called narco-terrorists. The government has not yet revealed details of the operation. For example, it hasn't said why it surrounded the kidnappers but failed to capture them, and the released hostages are still high in the Andes, cut off from the outside world. Until more is known about what exactly happened, the supposed comeback of the Shining Path is still something of a mystery. Martin Costi, NPR News, Lima.